Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, A10 here on News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. You made it to Friday. So did we. Julio Diaz, he is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, heard at 4 o'clock on Saturdays when there's not a football conflict and FSU conflict. And then also the host of the Pensacola Movie Club, which you can follow them on Facebook. They go watch movies and then talk about them. Julio, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you guys watched what, Killers of the Flower Man last night? Is that right?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Flower Moon. Oh, excuse me. Thank you for correcting me.
This is the new film by Martin Scorsese.
Oh, so right.
as you can imagine, it's the feel-good hit of 2023.
A light, airy celebration of life and happiness. Well done. Go on.
Yeah, it's not that at all. It is. I mean, it's Martin Scorsese. He doesn't make junk. It is a fantastic movie filled with great performances. It is really long. It's 3.5 hours long, and it is people going through absolute misery. It's one of those things where I definitely recommend people see it, and you're going to hear this one during the Oscars for sure. Especially, there's a lot of buzz for Lily Gladstone in the. I don't know if they're going to run her as a lead actress or as a supporting actress, but she is the main female actor in the film. Just an amazing performance. But I don't know that I can ever watch this movie again because it's pretty relentless. Unfortunately based on things that actually happened in our world.
Oh, wow. About, okay.
You know, it's about the Osage Indians and how they were, you know, systematically robbed of their oil money and murdered. And, you know, it's pretty rough. It's hard to get through, but great performances again, Lily Gladstone. Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, all fantastic in this.
So not first date material, but a movie well worth making. So, which is, as you say, a lot of movies are hard to, but that doesn't make them, I mean, they're worthy in different ways, right? They're just not, not bubblegum or, you know, after dinner kind of stuff.
And it is, like I said, it's 3.5 hours. So maybe don't get the giant soda when you go in.
or save it till halfway through.
Yeah. go to the bathroom before the movie, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it is quite long.
There's another movie out that is a musical, and the first word in this is a word I don't love to say on the air, so I'm not going to, but it's about private investigators or a nickname for a guy named Richard, the musical. What's this all about?
Yeah, it's not about private investigators. These guys are a couple of Richards.
a couple of Richards, I like that.
Yeah, so these two guys who are like all, you know, alpha male salesmen. They go out and they're the best salesmen in the world, and they work for Megan Thee Stallion as their boss. They discover that they are long lost twin brothers and decide that they are going, they basically had a parent trap situation where one of them went off with the mother and one of them went off with the father. So they decide they're going to, basically parent trap their parents into getting back together.
Okay.
Only problem with that is the parents are played by Megan Mullally and Nathan Lane.
Okay.
So you can imagine Nathan Lane, he's not interested in women.
Exactly. He's not interested in Megan Mullally, right?
Yeah. So wackiness ensues. This is really striving hard for like kind of a cult classic campy tone. And getting pretty good reviews, running about 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Producers of Greatest Showman and Borat director, so I mean, you can see where the elements are.
Yeah, and I loved the trailer for this, but it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
Most definitely not. Soulmates, another one that's out this week.
That's another one that I really kind of liked the trailer for. Imagine crossing Saw and Love Connection.
Stop.
That's kind of what we got going on here. These two people are put into this situation where they basically have to find their soulmate or die. So, you know, they have to go through all of these challenges to determine whether the two of them could be soulmates.
You know what that is? That's 3 years from now, the plot of The Bachelor. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, we're moving in that direction. It's Running Man coming true.
Yeah, the reviews on this, there aren't any. It wasn't screened for critics, unfortunately. But I did really like the trailer on this. And again, I like the high concept of it. I just think that's hilarious.
It sounds entertainingly satirical.
They also went the extra step of casting Neil McDonough in the host role. So he's like the Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
And I just think he's perfect casting.
No, that does sound fantastic. We're almost out of time, but Butcher's Crossing?
Yeah, this is a Western starring Nicolas Cage as a grizzled buffalo pelt hunter. And, getting good reviews for his performance more than anything else. And we seem to be going through a Nick Cage renaissance.
We are,
where people are remembering that, he made a lot of bad movies when he needed to pay his taxes, but he is actually a great actor.
He really is. And he has made a lot of great movies in addition to a lot of alsos. What are you guys going to watch next week?
Next week, we've got a couple things coming out. We've got Five Nights at Freddy's, the eagerly awaited adaptation of the horror video game.
Right.
So I'm interested to see what that looks like. But I think we're also going to get Priscilla, which is Sofia Coppola's film about Priscilla Presley and her relationship with Elvis. I don't know if it's not too soon for another Elvis movie right after Baz Luhrmann's, but it does look like it's really good, and Sofia Coppola usually does really interesting parts.
No, she does. So,
Good. So once we figure that out, it will be in the Facebook group, Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook.
So check them out, follow them, and attend if you can, and then let's go Pensacola tomorrow at 4 here on News Radio. Julio Diaz, my friend, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew.